In fact, looking forward to speaking with Jeff Sheehan, the president, CEO of Johnstone Supply, and also to Tom and Vicky Chalani and lots of other folks that are coming in and spending some time with us. You'll approach the place here, the Palazzo di Bacci in Lake Orion, and you'll see the sign says it's closed, but it's closed for our event, Hunger Free in the D. So if you're coming to the 8th annual Hunger Free in the D Radiothon, come on out. Come on now. There's actually breakfast coming up. Come on by. We'd love to see you. This has been the craziest time ever with the pandemic. At least that's my opinion. I suspect that the director of the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, in her own words, feels pretty much the same way. This has been a very bizarre time. Let's find out now the very latest with our director of the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, Elizabeth Hertel. Director Hertel, welcome back to the Paul W. Smith Show.
Good morning. Thank you.
Is this one of the most bizarre things you've had to deal with in your healthcare business?
I think that's probably an accurate statement. Yes, it is. As you know, we're seeing our case rates continue to increase, and with a significant spike last week, and our hospitalizations have gone up significantly in the last couple of weeks as well.
And some of the smaller rural hospitals are really overwhelmed, not to say that some of the bigger ones aren't too, but I've been hearing about some of the smaller rural hospitals running out of beds pretty much again. I can't figure this one out. About 60,800 people have died of COVID-19 in Florida. You'll recall that their governor went through the ringer from people saying he was being stupid about the mask mandates, the vaccine mandates, et cetera, et cetera. And yet in recent days, new cases and hospitalizations have fallen to some of the lowest levels in the country. Can you figure that out? How could we be doing worse than Florida now when we thought we were all doing the right thing?
Well, you know, you have to keep in mind we have a significantly different climate than Florida has, and they still have the ability to gather outside and be outdoors. Whereas, you know, in the past few weeks, we've seen the weather getting colder, people are going inside, and they're not maybe implementing those mitigation measures the way that they had been a year ago with the masking and the social distancing and the hand washing or hand sanitizing. And that leads to an increase, not just in COVID, but other respiratory illnesses that we're seeing as well. We've seen a couple of flu outbreaks across the state. We've seen RSV in children more often than we have previously. So all of those viruses are transmitted the same way, and we're seeing an increase in all of them.
I think people have taken their foot off the gas. They were putting their foot on the gas pedal to the metal, doing all the right things in Michigan specifically. Part of it was because they were mandates, not just suggestions. But we're back to just suggesting now, and the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services has issued a public health advisory. You did that Friday, recommending people wear masks at indoor gatherings, regardless of their vaccination status. Why have we gone to advising people to do something rather than back to the mandates that we did at the what we thought was the height of the pandemic, which appears to be we're having another height of the pandemic?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think a couple of things important to remember right now. First, we're in a very different position than we were a year ago with a number of additional tools to help us fight the pandemic that we did not have. Primarily, we have these three very safe, very effective vaccines. In Michigan, about 70% of those 18 and older have at least one dose of the vaccine, which is fantastic. So we continue to see those rates increasing. And the other item I think that's really important to remember is this spike in particular, this surge is really a surge of the unvaccinated. The number of people that we're seeing hospitalized, the overwhelming majority are unvaccinated. The number of people in the ICUs, unvaccinated. The number of people on ventilators, almost 100% of people unvaccinated. So, you know, we want to make sure that people do still understand that this is serious, but they have ways to protect themselves. outside of just those traditional basic public health measures of the hand washing and the social distancing. And those remain very important. But these vaccines are so effective in negating serious cases of COVID, and they're available, they're widely available, and they're incredibly safe. And we continue to encourage people to get their questions answered and get vaccinated. As of Friday, the CDC has also recommended booster shots for everyone if they're 6 months.
I wonder, I got to tell you something. You know, Director Hertel, we were suggesting that people all should get the booster shot weeks ago. In fact, I got mine weeks ago. Why is it, we don't have enough time to go into why the CDC seems to be lagging behind everyone, but everyone needs the booster shot, everyone at least 18 and older, and who knows what the other ages will be eventually. But anyway, it's been a bit confusing and a lot frustrating, probably for you as well. We've got to run. The director of the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, Elizabeth Hertel. Director Hertel, I hope you have a wonderfully safe, happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much. You as well.
Thank you so much. On the Paul W. Smith Show at News Talk 760 WJR. Lots to talk about this morning. Stay with us.